Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you rockaholics out there in Radio Land to another thrilling, exciting installment of, that's what I used to say on my old show, at Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. We are here in the studio having fun as always. Woo. Yes, that would be that would be Dave Navarro. Sorry, the other Dave Navarro. Hashtag the other Dave Navarro.
Hashtag check out the other Dave Navarro.
Yes, check out the other Dave Navarro.
There you go.
Because we don't. I still want to meet the Dave Navarro. But,
oh yeah,
but,
so do
but,
I,
but that's down the line somewhere. We're good with our Dave Navarro.
And the line is a dot to us, pretty much.
Dot.
That's
dot,
how far away dot. That line is.
Hey, don't say that, because you just don't know.
That's true. You're right. He might be listening into us and then get pissed off
I had an orgy on my show in less than a year, so I can do him. I'll get him to
handle it
one way or another.
Do it.
I met a dude in my alcohol class who knows him. So.
Nice.
So I'm working on that.
Do it
right now.
I'd love to go ahead and just take a picture me facing off the UFC fighters. You'd be like Dave Navarro versus Dave Navarro.
Other Dave Navarro. No.
Who's gonna win? Type thing.
Oh, celebrity death match.
Anywho. Nice. Exactly.
Remember?
Oh yeah, I love that one. It's one of my favorite ones.
When MTV was good. Yeah. Anywho, here is the other Dave Navarro with the news from today.
And these are some headlines in case you haven't seen them. Brought to you by ABC.com News. West Hollywood robbery suspect sought after nearly running over victim with car. Police on Wednesday were on the hunt for a woman accused of stealing a person's phone and then nearly running the victim over with her car in West Hollywood. Detectives said at about 6 p.m. on March 29th, the suspect stole a woman's cell phone case and a credit card after entering a business near Santa Monica Boulevard and Formosa Avenue. Los Angeles County Sheriff's officials said the suspect then went into a nearby Target store and tried to buy a computer with the stolen card, but the transaction was denied. Soon after, the victim tracked her phone and found the suspect outside the store standing next to a newer black Honda Accord with paper plates and tinted windows. When the suspect recognized the victim, she immediately entered the Accord and drove toward the victim, according to sheriff's officials. To avoid being struck by the driver, the victim jumped onto the hood of the car. As the victim lay on the hood, the suspect drove at a high rate of speed for about two blocks in an attempt to throw the victim off, officials said. The victim eventually fell off the hood of the car and suffered minor injuries. The suspect drove away from the area in an unknown direction, according to sheriff's officials. In U.S. news, brought to you by Associated Press correspondent Matthew Brown, thousands of defects found on oil train routes. Government inspections of railroads that haul volatile crude oil across the United States have uncovered almost 24,000 safety defects, including problems similar to those blamed in derailments that triggered massive fires or oil spills in Oregon, Virginia, Montana, and elsewhere, according to data obtained by the Associated Press. The safety defects were discovered during targeted federal inspections on almost 58,000 miles of oil train routes in 44 states. In world news, brought to you by Associated Press correspondent Sarah Eldeeb, death toll from Syria chemical attack rises to 75. The death toll from a suspected chemical attack on a northern Syrian town rose to 75 on Wednesday as activists and rescue workers found more terrified survivors hiding in shelters near the site of the assault, one of the deadliest in Syria's civil war. A Syrian opposition group said renewed airstrikes hit the town of Khan Shikoun a day after the attack, which the Trump administration and others have blamed on the government of President Bashar Assad, as well as his main patrons, Russia and Iran. In entertainment news, Barry Manilow says he kept his sexuality a secret for fans. Brought to you by the Associated Press. Barry Manilow tells People magazine that he hid being gay for decades because he thought he would be disappointing fans if they knew. The 73-year-old music legend married his longtime manager, Gary Keith, in a 2014 ceremony at their home in Palm Springs, California. Manilow tells the magazine's April 17 issue that keeping their romance out of the media was stressful. In sports, the Lakers take on the San Antonio Spurs in San Antonio, and the Clippers take on the Dallas Mavericks in Los Angeles. The weather today's high, 85 degrees, with the temperature dropping later this evening to 56. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high of 77 degrees and a low of 54. These are the headlines in case you haven't heard them.
Sorry.
The Barry Manilow thing really took you up, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I
Which
had
begs
no,
the question.
I had no idea Barry Manilow was gay.
Which begs the question if the song Mandy was about a man.
It was. It was.
Ah.
That's what they call a hand job by a man. A Mandy.
There you go. You would know.
And that's why he
How would
the
you
song
know
Mandy.
Is the question. How would you know is the
Mandy.
Question.
One of my gay guy friends told me.
Gotcha.
Mandy. He says, yeah, I got a Mandy in the back stall last week at at the concert.
That's
I'm just saying.
Graphic.
What? Whatever. Then don't talk about Barry Manilow, Manny Banilow, whatever the fuck his name is.
So,
being gay. I'm sorry, dude. Okay, it'd be like me not knowing what's his name? Pianist there. What's his name?
Yanni?
God damn it. No, that one too.
I don't know.
No, that one too. You know,
there's a lot of pianists out there.
Elton John.
It'd
be like not knowing Elton John was gay.
Oh please, he makes it really obvious.
And so does Barry Manilow.
I've never.
That's
really
why. That's why. Song. Seriously, how could you not know Barry Manilow was gay?
Hey, there's a lot of fans that didn't think he was, and
no,
they were very disappointed.
Those are
it.
The female fans that wanted to screw him.
Well, Silent Giggles was kind of upset about it, you know?
Jesus, please. Literally, listen to him saying, look at his mannerisms, the way he dresses. He's gay. Just saying. But hey, teach their own. Who cares?
Hey, you know what?
And this is L.A. Who gives a crap? Even if you're on Palm Springs, wherever you live, we are so used to that. It doesn't damn matter. You could have come out 15 years ago.
Yeah,
and people still wouldn't have given a crap.
I mean, really. Elton John is openly gay, and everybody
He's
loves
been
it. Like his music is amazing.
Gay.
So.
He got married. He has adopted children with or a
Ricky
child.
Martin. Ricky
a
Martin's
child.
Another one.
Yeah, Ricky Martin's gay. Like a bunch of people are. Who cares? Melissa Etheridge is gay.
Yeah,
she's the other side of the fence.
Yep.
Who gives a crap? Everybody loves their music. Yep. Why does it matter if they're gay or not?
I mean,
they're still
going to
be an incredible singer. They're still going to be the same singer tomorrow that they were yesterday and today, whether they screw the same sex
but
or
still,
opposite
it's,
sex.
It's just kind of sad that Barry Manilow, he just wanted to hide this from his fans. It's like, why are you afraid?
No,
I mean,
the
just,
fact that he felt
know,
that he had
yeah, that's what
to
I mean.
Hide
the
this
felt
fact.
That he had, yeah, that's just... That,
it's
why
like
would
my,
you do that,
my
you know?
Older sister is a lesbian. I went through this with her. I was 19. I found out she was gay. And she has two children. One of my nieces 10 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And my nephew's like 6 years younger than that. But I just knew. Like, I just knew. Like, somebody tried to rat my sister out. Like, oh, you... And I was like, so? Like, I just always known, because my sister was always kind of very manly.
Yeah.
And very butchish and just was a certain way. So I just
used
never
to check out girls
out
and
I didn't
stuff.
Give a, no, I never noticed. If I did...
just be like, hey.
She's 12 years
know,
old.
Hey.
She's 12 years older than me. So I wouldn't have noticed that younger, earlier on in life.
Yeah,
I had no idea. But she just always kind of just struck me as like... It just kind of always made sense. Like, it made sense that...
She's a bit mannish.
Always has been.
Nice.
She never wears makeup or dresses or anything. I'm, somewhat girly. But at least I wear lashes and makeup.
Well, you have tendencies. Well, you have tendencies of a man.
Have dude-like
tendencies.
Qualities, yes. But that makes me an awesome chick.
True.
That's why all the dudes love me, because I like to watch football and climb
you,
trees.
Kitty.
I love football and climbing trees as much as I love wearing a dress.
Yeah,
I kind of feel like I'm down the middle of the road. I just like different things. I don't know why you have to be labeled as such.
Well, that's the reason why you have this
One
show
way or the
because
other.
You want to be who you want to be, say
exactly.
what you want to say, do what you want to do.
Yeah,
you know, scream
that's
at
why,
the top.
That's
of your
why
own
I head. Have Jay's Real Talk on the block.
Exactly. And why, that's the whole point of the Real Talk.
And why I had to throw a blonde bitch off a cliff.
And she's still tumbling, ladies and gentlemen.
And she's still tumbling down the cliff and will never regain momentum to go back up.
It's a rocky slope, too.
No, you tell me that you can't. You can replace me with anybody by the name of Jen, and you're going to be going down the cliff.
Yep.
Bye.
Splat.
Splat.
Do the whole, like, Roadrunner.
No, her yeah, it's called her career will take a splat. Anyway, you don't tell me.
So the other thing that, like, we were, you know, that I noticed in the news today was the whole Kendall Jenner Pepsi commercial thing. I mean, who would possess somebody to think that Kendall Jenner would actually be the leader of some sort of a resistance or a protest?
Well, it was actually a really good commercial.
It was
actually filmed. It was done very nicely. True. But, yeah, when it comes to the people they had in the commercial, those were people that I can see why they'd be protesting. You know,
the people that weren't famous.
One was a black dude.
Yeah.
And one was a Muslim chick. Mm-hmm. And I can see why they're protesting because of the things that have gone down the last couple of years.
Yep.
Especially the last, like, 15, 20 years. But, like, especially the last couple, 2-3 years. Blacks being killed by security guards and officers.
But
and,
having her portray as Muslims. The hero, I mean, come on.
No, I'm not saying she was the right choice.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, come on.
The commercial was really good.
The commercial was great. I like the music. I like the song. The song was nice.
Pick somebody else as the... But I think it's because so many young people identify with her.
Are dumbed down.
Well, they also identify with her because the way the world is now, with the culture and the way everything is structured now.
But that's the problem.
That is the problem.
We continue to push these people dumbing down the future instead of putting somebody that actually matters, somebody that actually has made a difference.
There's always going to be those idiots. There's always going to be the dumb Jerry Springers of the world,
yeah,
honey.
Yeah, that's true. You're right about
There's always going to be those people who dumb down and crassify and make us look like we're idiots and make the rest of the world laugh at us. Because we seem to think that we can objectify these morons. No offense, Kendall Jenner. I don't give a shit, and I don't know you, so I don't give a crap even more. Even if I did know you, I wouldn't care.
Right.
I'd tell you to go bear shits in the woods, same as I do everybody else.
She wouldn't care either, just like she didn't care about this commercial. She just cared about getting paid.
She just wanted, a lot of this comes down to, you know, getting a paycheck. Yep. And a lot of these celebrities don't give a crap. The other two had a message. I don't know who they are. No offense to them.
Their message was clear as to what they were.
No, you're saying they're famous musicians. Okay, I don't know who the hell
they
are.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. No, what I'm saying is that they're regular people, that they should have been the ones portrayed, not so much Kendall Jenner. They actually had a message because their cultures are going through these protests and things
major
like that,
stuff.
You know?
But they had to find a celebrity.
Yeah, of course they did.
And I would have rather them picked a celebrity that has causes and, like, fights for stuff, like Melissa Etheridge or Sheryl Crow or Sarah McLachlan and Sheryl Crow are two of the biggest supporters of different causes, really important causes.
Angelina Jolie is another one, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't take hers serious. I think hers is more for the money. Hers is for the money and the image, honey.
No,
ones actually seem like they give a rat's ass. I mean, Alyssa Milano makes you cry like a mofo when you see children that are gonna die. You know what I mean? You see the animals and puppies. That's Sarah McLachlan. You know what I mean? Like, seem like they actually care.
Well, we have the guest that we had last week, Gretchen Bonaducci. She's, you know,
she seems like she gives a crap.
Major advocate of MS.
Because she cares.
She cares about animals.
You can tell she's a normal, everyday human being.
Yep.
She doesn't, just because she was married to Danny Bonaducci, doesn't seem like, she seems like, still seems like a grounded person that is just like an everyday person like you or me.
Speaking of, how amazing was that show last
Oh my
last
God,
Saturday?
Her concert. Okay, so we went, so Dave and I, the other Dave Navarro,
that would
and
be
I,
me.
Jennifer DeVoe,
that'd be
went
her.
Down to the farmer's market once upon a time last Friday night on March 31st.
Yeah,
we went down really to the Grove, L.A. Go check it out, the Grove, farmer's market at the Grove. They got some little concerts and things they do there. I didn't even know. That place is
really
freaking
awesome.
Small as hell.
I've actually never been there. That was my first time
I
there.
I didn't even know they put on concerts in there, to tell you the truth.
I didn't even know there was so much stuff in there. I was like, wow, there's a lot of stuff
didn't
here.
Didn't either. I'd only been there through there once.
Yeah.
But go down, check it out. She had a really great show this last Friday night. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Very lot of fun. She was very good, all
the
good
music,
performer.
All the songs,
but
80s songs.
She could
amazing.
Add, she could sing.
Yeah,
she could actually
she
sing.
She has an amazing voice.
This girl can sing. Damn, I was surprised. I was, you know, what I mean, a lot of these celebrities say that they can do this, that,
correct.
And the other thing until you actually see it.
And then it's like,
And then I was like,
You know, another awesome...
If they're already a musician or a singer, that's one thing.
Another one that's actually really cool, two of them actually that I've seen in the past that are musicians is Dennis Quaid.
Really?
Yeah. He's an amazing singer.
I love
he's got
Dennis Quaid.
He's got a band and he sings barefoot. I don't know if he still has that band, but yeah, he's up on stage singing barefoot. He's got a really cool voice too.
I gotta go check that out.
And Jeff Goldblum plays the piano.
What?
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum years ago. I saw him years ago and he was playing jazz.
Damn.
He's got like
he's
real
a very
talent.
Smart man.
And he's an awesome human. Like he's just a really
I'm
cool
always
dude.
Seeing him on apartments.com commercials, you know.
You know, I saw
the next generation of apartments.
Well, I met him. I met him in the middle of one of his sets. Actually, like that, he was like taking a break, and I was in the bathroom, and he walks in, and I look at him. I was like, "Hey, you know, it's a pleasure meeting you, Mr. Goldblum." You know, he looks at me. I think he was high, or he was on somewhere drunk or whatever. His eyes were like so close. He looks at me. He's like, "Thank you very much. I appreciate that." And I was like, "Oh my God, you're high!"
Imagine that. That's what Woody Harrelson looked like when I met him. When I met Woody,
awesome.
I met Woody Harrelson at the AFI Film Festival after party one year, and like 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, and he was like, "Oh my God," he was so like, "Yeah." I met his brother.
Yeah.
His brother was standing there, and a couple of my friends were with me, and they were like, they dared me to go over and talk to Woody Harrelson.
Nice.
I said, "You don't know me. I got
Woody.
Balls bigger than this, than you know, steel trap. I'm out. Watch this. I went over. My in was the brother. His brother's name is Brett.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit shorter than him. Looks just like him, though. You can tell that they're related somehow, either a cousin or a brother. Maybe it was his uncle. I didn't know. I was like, "Oh, hey, you know, hi, how are you?" And I introduced myself, and I was like, you know, I said, "How are you? You must be related to him. You look like him. Like, who are you?" He says, "I'm his brother, Brett." And we were talking for a few minutes. And then he says, "Oh, here, you want to meet my brother, Woody?" Like, what am I going to say? No, I don't want to fuck
for,
brother,
well, first of all, your question is like,
Harrelson.
Is that... Well, first of all, that's the first question. Is that some sort of a sex thing, or do you actually want me to meet your brother?
Yeah,
you
right.
know, it's like...
Is Woody Harrelson, yeah? Of course I'm going to meet Woody Harrelson. What are you fucking crazy?
Well, because he was like, "Would you like to meet my brother, Woody?" What would be your first thought?
Well, considering I know who his brother is, then yes, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But no, I was like, "Oh, sure, why not?" He took a boy over. Woody was like... "Oh, hi, nice to meet you.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure, yeah." And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
And his eyes were
this
closed.
This dude was high. He was so fucking high.
That's awesome.
He looked like he had smoked like 4 or 5 blunts out back, took
That's
some
awesome.
Bong rips. I don't know what he'd done, but... Oh, we got a caller talking about Woody Harrelson and his bong rips. Maybe they want to answer.
Nice.
Hi, you're on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
Who do you think this is, Jenny? This is the biggest, baddest bodyguard in the business.
What up, mofo? How you doing?
I'm listening to y'all's show, man. You know, I got this young, hot, talented model at my place right now.
But just letting you guys know, this is DeAndre Adams, former bodyguard to the stars.
Ah, I got the dopest up and coming new model designer. He got a big show.
Ooh.
April 14th. I'm doing security for.
Nice.
And I'm gonna put him on the phone in a few minutes. And you got a chance to holler at my boy.
Nice. Yeah, sure. What's going on?
Hello.
What's up?
How you doing?
You're on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Who are we talking to?
My name is Zora Sohi.
Oh, what up?
Nice to meet you, man.
You too. How you doing?
You know, we're just enjoying each other's, you know, lack of company.
for sure. Always. So I'm having an event for an upcoming clothing line. It's a mix of a clothing line, actually. It's like, it's high fashion, yeah, street, but it's mixed with like an Indian culture in there as well.
Cool.
Nice. That sounds very...
Do we get free
nice.
Samples?
Or can we at least come to the event if it's in LA? Can you at least put us on the list for your event?
Yeah, so I have a couple celebrities invited, like, you know, Russ, Beats by Nav, Drea Michelle.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Tyga. Yeah. So,
you should like put us. You should like put us on the list. Again? You should like put us on the list.
Put you guys on the list?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, of course. Anytime.
Yeah, come on, man.
Cool. Then we'll definitely.
Yeah, you guys should definitely come and check everything out. It's gonna be dope. It's gonna be a launch party, but also a house party.
Okay, food, DeAndre, alcohol, make sure you put our names on everything. That list.
Make sure. Well, I'm gonna see DeAndre in a little bit, so I'll definitely be talking to him about that.
Make sure
that,
his
so.
Ask is put on the list. Okay, all right.
Awesome. Well, thanks for.
So when is this again? April 14th.
April 14th. Yes, April 14th in Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills. Beautiful. What time does it start?
So we can it starts at 7 know. O'clock, and 7. The address, I'll let you guys know right now. 1 second. So the address is 9390 Lloyd Crest Drive, Beverly Hills, California.
Rock on. And your name again, hon. We want to know the clothing line. What's your label?
My name is Zora Soy, and the clothing line is called Your Own Ruler.
Your Own Ruler. I like that. Very nice. Your Own Ruler.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Check this guy
out. It's about a young kid or a girl in this world doing everything on their own, you know. So she's trying to make it do everything on their own.
I like it. Nice concept.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, I'm just a 17-year-old upcoming model / designer.
Really?
And clothing line, fashion, everything. Yeah.
17 years old. Imagine that. I'm gonna tell my son about you. He's 18. For not sure. Doing crap. Sorry. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dre.
Thanks a lot, Dre. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling, guys.
Thanks, guys. Well, that was awesome. Cool. Well, so we have coming up, we're going to play some music by Questcross.
Questcross.
Famous musician. He has worked with Steve Aoki. Can you tell us a little bit more about him, Dave?
How about I have him tell you more about him after the song?
Okay. That'd be great. What can you at least tell any listeners, just say what he does.
Well, I mean, he's a producer. He's a really cool artist. He's, like you said, he's worked with Steve Aoki.
Is he a singer or a DJ? Like, what kind of music?
He's like hip-hop. Okay. Hip-hop, but it's like mixed in with EDM.
Okay, interesting.
So it's not too bad. It's actually really, like, really cool to listen to. He's got some really good beats. And yeah, man, I've known him for a while now, and he's on tour right now in Germany, all of Europe. He's actually been over there for a little bit touring, and he's got a pretty good following.
Questcross is about to come on the line here in a few minutes. What we're gonna do is we're gonna play one of his songs, and then we'll bring him in. He's gonna be calling in from Germany, so we've got a caller from around the world, which is awesome. So all of our listeners out there, call in to the live broadcast and ask Questcross questions, or comment on his music or whatever. Just ask us about things we've been talking about today. Pipe in on Kendall Jenner. You never saw one Jenner.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Too many damn Jenners. What's this new one? I don't know. Anyway, Questcross. Losing My Religion is the first song we're going to be playing. And then we're going to bring him on. And then we've got two or three more songs to play. And we'll be right back after this song.
We'll be right back.
That was Losing My Religion by Quest Cross. We've got him live on the phone from Germany. What up, Quest? How you doing?
What's up, Jenny? What's going on, Dave? What's popping, man? What's up with you guys?
Not much. We want to talk to you and find out what the hell is going on with all your projects, your videos, your songs, your new album, all your stuff. Yeah. Tell us more about it. This is Quest Cross.
What else? Yeah, man, pretty excited. You know, we've just been, you know, we've known Dave for a while, but, you know, the label, we've been putting the label in, you know, in progress and everything, and signing acts, you know, and getting everybody, getting a lot of projects out there. So, you know, we've just been working on the label. Then, you know, we dropped Losing My Religion. That did pretty well. You know, we charted on electronic dance charts.
And you were telling me, and Quest, you were telling me that Losing My Religion, you actually, that song was it was dedicated to domestic violence?
Yeah, it was dedicated to domestic violence. So what we did, basically, we donated all the proceeds to domestic violence in Australia. So we formed up with an alliance and the government in Australia. Then we, you know, we just teamed up with them and we did a full-on dedication to domestic violence. So REM gave us the approval, so we got the approval from REM, and that was awesome because we thought they wasn't gonna let us, you know, do the record, you know clear the vocals and the lyrics and everything. So they did that, man. That was awesome. We was like, oh, so we got it clear and boom, you know, then we was able to release it.
Nice, man. So okay, so I gotta ask, man, it's like midnight over there right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 12:29
p.m. What the hell are you doing up, man? I thought all of your partying days were over.
So what, like 9 hours ahead of us? Jeez Louise.
You know, hey, Dave, you're the only place where I'm going to be. Either in the studio or on stage, that's it, man.
That's true. Quest has always been a very hard worker. He's always, like, been doing stuff, so.
So you're going to be doing, like a tour for all this, like around the country, around the world? What are you... You planning on a tour coming up?
So the tour right now, you know, we got the World of Dance tour, which is pretty awesome. So, and that's taking me around, you know, Germany, London, Australia as well. And, you know, the World of Dance, basically, it's a dance tour with entertainment as well tied in.
Oh,
and
nice.
Matter of fact, they just got the TV show airing May 30th with Jennifer Lopez.
Oh wow!
Oh, that show! I was supposed to be on. I was supposed to be in the background. I was going to be a background actor on that. She actually was. And my friend T, who's sitting in the studios with us right now, was actually supposed to be on the show, but she didn't end up getting up there. They had too many people, so they had to cut some people. She was going to be on this show.
Wow. I wasn't going to be on the show, you know.
That's
so.
Hilarious. That's hilarious. Well.
Hey, you're not going to be on the show. You wasn't going to be on it, man.
I don't know yet. They got to call my people, you know.
You
they'll
too
do
can get jobs through standingroomonly.tv. Anyway.
No, but so Quest, so you got an album coming out, right?
Yeah, man. So, you know, got the single Love Juice coming out
single.
That's why. April 7th.
So I gotta ask, man. I gotta ask about the title, Love Juice. Like, where'd you come up with that title, man? Like, is it some
like
some
kiss.
Nasty or
it's like
is
kiss
it
with Love Gun? Love Gun. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Only this one's Love Juice.
Love Juice.
I just don't know what that means, though.
Whoa, whoa. I'm sorry. No.
Oh man. Well, no. So, okay. Well, check this out. So, and I was talking with my other artist, Kylie artist, Allie, about this, but basically, when I met RB, Dave, remember when I did the Paramount, I don't know if you remember, it was New Year's, it was some years back, it was like, maybe like 2010, I did Paramount, man, and what happened was, yeah. I ran into Ricky Bell of New Edition.
Ooh.
And I was like, dude, I don't know you, but you know, I know you guys, you know. Now, I know your music and I don't know you, but I had this dream. We just did this record, you know what I'm saying? And then, and that's how it all came to be. And he was like, look, man, you never know what's going to be a hit, so let's try it. So he gave me his contact, and I got the guys from Germany, PTB Beats, to do the beat. And then, and it just landed the right way. He came to the studio, him and his wife. So they had the song already kind of mapped out. And I was like, okay, so I heard the lyrics, and I was like, oh, so I just bit myself into the lyrics. So it's kind of like, you know, it's love, just it's kind of intimate, but then it's, we wanted to keep it in a dance level, if I'm saying that right.
So you did this project with the dude from New Edition? That's freaking sweet.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, we're still here. We're still
That's
here.
Pretty no, damn cool.
Yeah, Jen was asking if you did this project with a guy from New Edition.
Yeah, Ricky Bell. So
that's
Ricky
pretty
Bell,
damn awesome.
Man, it's an honor. You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome. That's cool.
Man, great writer.
No, that works,
and,
man.
Yeah, that's Lamai really good, cool. Lamai good, making good. Sisters, we all, they all came to the studio, man, and we just wrote the record, and then here it is, you know.
So,
and the guys from Germany did the track.
That's fake. That's fat.
And,
that's cool.
Yeah, we support it all together.
So I'm wondering, when are you coming? When are you coming back to the States?
So I'll be circling back around LA, I think around May-ish. So what we gotta go to Tokyo. We're gonna shoot the video in Tokyo.
Oh, okay.
And then we're gonna then I'll circle back to LA around May-ish.
Cool.
Visit the team out there. You know?
Well, let us know once you got the once you got a gig here in LA. Let us know. We'd love to come see you, and also let us know when the video is done so we can post it up on all our stuff, so we can help you to put it out there more. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be.
That's nice. I like that. I like that people are having, you know, have projects that they're working on.
So
like that.
We have the first song that we did, which is Losing My Religion, and the next one is EDRM.
And then my biggest one that I want to play is Love Juice. That's a big one.
So, which stands for Electronic Dance Rap Music.
Okay.
I've been traveling around the world, and I just went through a creative change, man, just, you know, musically. So I felt like, you know, I'm saying EDM is just taking over the world.
It
and,
is.
Like, it is.
Going to these festivals. And,
huge.
You know, and it's beautiful because you see everybody, like, you know, just together, all races, all cultures, all ethnicities. It's crazy. So I'm like, what I felt was missing was how rap can mix in with that. You know, it took me some time to figure it out, but then once I figured it out, you know, I did some remixes with Deadmau5 and Steve, and then jumped on some Calvin Harris stuff, and then I was able over the years just to figure it out, you know, build it up, which is, it's really it's a culture, you know, and they really won't let you in unless you love the culture. It's like hip hop, rock and roll, you know, if you love it, then everyone's, you know, they accept you, so you have to really understand it and know it. Yeah, and that's how I came up with EDRM, electronic dance rap.
It's like the new version, like the new era of hippie, I guess, type of like culture, I guess. It's like a new hippie culture, pretty much.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm old school.
You know, because you get to camp out for the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what they do at Coachella. That's what they do a lot of these other events out in the desert and everything. So it kind of reminds me of a new hippie culture.
I'm old school with the instruments. Sorry. I'm old school with rock and the instruments. That's just me. I'll come around eventually. I'm old. Don't ask me. I'm just kidding. You people just assume I'm 28 because the way I look. It's a lie. Anyway, I have children almost that age. Anywho, we've got a couple more of your songs to play. We're gonna do the EDRM, and I want to play Love. And I want to play Love Juice. Those are the big ones. So. We're going to let you go. Thank you so much for calling in from Germany on your tour. Thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Tech Talk Radio, Channel 1. And we will be seeing you soon, and I'm going to play some more of your songs.
Thanks a lot, Quest. We appreciate you calling in, brother.
This was Quest Cross on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Rock and roll, man.
Thank you. Have a good one, Quest.
Hey. All right, Jenny. Y'all take care. All right.
All right.
One of these days, we're going to have to get people to actually do a drop. You're listening to so-and-so on Jenny's Real Talk. Anyway, let's play EDRM by Quest Cross. Enjoy. Yeah.
would kind of like do this transition. So this transition, you know what I'm saying, it's for like my people, so, you know, but it's like creatively, yeah, I was creatively just going through this creative change, you know what I'm saying, and that's EDRM, you know what I mean? I stood up in upstate, man, upstate New York, man, and then I went down to like Brooklyn, New York, all the way upstate, tri-state, LA, West Coast, down south. So having all these mixes and all these combinations just gave me like this true vibe, you know what I'm saying? And once I got this true vibe, then I was able to mix it all up, because like I gotta, you know, mix it all, raw flavors and more, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? At the same time, I still stand true to who I am, you know what I mean? But I feel like the game is just changing, man. I'm all about change. You know what I'm saying? So everything is evolutional, everything is change, everything is what the world wants. The world now is like evolving into like good music. Everybody could dance globally, and since I've been like, you know, traveling the world and all that, you know, it's just time to, you know, give everybody what they want, you know what I mean? That's what they need. Music is like I see it, just growing, you know, like reaching out to so many people around the world. It's like on this global scale. So EDRM is that. You got EDM, you got dance, you got deep house, you got glitch hop, you got all these good combinations. I'm bringing this whole new genre. You know what I mean? Let the world know what time it is, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is what it's all about. I'm excited, you know what I'm saying? I just want to thank all my fans that's just been down with me from the beginning, beginning of all the transitions. You know what I mean? That's what count, man. You know what I'm saying? QWESKROSSG.
That was freaking nice.
That was.
That was EDRM by Quest Cross. Before that, we were listening to our interview. He was called in live from Germany, so that was badass. I like that. That was nice talking to Quest Cross. And then Losing My Religion, we played before that. So we've got one last song to play.
The world premiere.
Yes, the world premiere. Nobody's ever played this. Nobody's ever heard this yet. World premiere, Quest Cross. This song is called Love Juice. Enjoy. We'll be back. Talk about it. Discuss it. Love it. Love juice.
Yeah. Let me what you say. Emotions run, it's deep and on the side. Not even second thoughts, just let me pull them on. No waiting now, I'm number one, you know what's up. You can get it like you want it, can't leave, now I'm on it. This what I do, hey shorty, me and you. You're laying back, open up, we'll try to pull them up.
Quest Cross. No one has this.
Nobody.
We only are the first right to here. Play it.
Only right here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Yes.
This is where it premiered. Right here.
Here, yes. Quest Cross. That's Q-W-E-S and then K-R-O-S-S. Quest Cross. Go check them out. Going to be a big hitter. Already is. Already on tour. Just called us from Germany. We played a first song, Losing My Religion. Then EDRM, which is electronic dance rap. Music?
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. Electronic dance, rap music. Yep.
Yes, nice. I like that one. And then Love Juice. That was the world premiere of Love Juice here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. If you've got questions, last-minute comments, want to pipe in, we only got about 3 minutes left. 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. Call in, talk to us, say what up. I mean,
and
we want to give a shout out to DeAndre Adams and his buddy.
And Jenny, what's going on for next week?
Yes, next week we have Orgy in the house.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be here in the set or if they're going to be able to call us in, but they will be on the show next Wednesday. Except Orgy. Jay Gordon, can't wait to talk to you. Even if you can call in, I don't care. I'm still glad to have you on the show. Still going to play some music. It's going to be a great time. And who is our other guest?
Our other guest happens to be a former bodyguard of Sean Kingston.
Ooh,
and he's got a little bit of an issue going on with him that really not too many people know about. So we're going to be getting a little bit of dirt on
yet, that. But he's going to be telling some dirt.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a tell-all, so be prepared. TMZ might be listening.
Hint,
you never know. Yeah. But you've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We've been having a great time today. We spoke with our buddy Quest Cross from Germany. He called in, talked about his really great up-and-coming song that they are putting out, Love Juice. And then
Barry Manilow is
Barry Manilow is gay and always will be. I'm sorry, has been. I'm sorry. Thanks for letting us know. Kendall Jenner is an idiot for making a Pepsi commercial.
Just a recap on everything.
I'm just recapping about all the stuff we talked about very briefly here on the show. Anything else? Did we mention anything else? Was there anything else that was really good?
Some lady ran over another person.
Oh, a lady ran over a person or a dog or some shit. I don't know. Some woman. I have no idea. Really don't care. It was, as long as it wasn't my dog or my person or something. I don't know. Anywho, we've been having a great time. Thanks to Gretchen Bonaducci for last week, for
the show,
for being on the show. Thank you so much to Alex O'Neill last week from Angel City Rockers and the new and on. He is in bitch.
And great Jenny. Man. And Jenny, thank you. Oh, for being you.
No, thank you, Dave.
Uh-huh.
It's the other Dave Navarro and Jennifer DeVoe.
And Silent Giggles.
And Silent Giggles here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
See you next week.
Kelly Chuck Radio, Channel 1.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.